And good afternoon to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball. The Dort Defenders taking on the College of St. Mary Flames. The Dort Defenders come into today's contest 12-10, 11-8 in the league, while the College of St. Mary 2-18 overall, 1-16 in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Let's take a closer look at these two teams, and we begin with the Dort Defenders, who are coming off of a loss to the Concordia Bulldogs this past week. Dort battling Concordia to a near standoff, but a near standoff not quite good enough on Wednesday night, as the Defenders fall by a 77-71 margin. For the College of St. Mary Flame, they most recently faced Doan and lost to Doan on Wednesday night, and that was a game that was there for the taking for the Flames, and quite honestly, the Flames haven't had that many that have been there for the taking, so they feel like one slipped away. Dort is led by Ashton Verbeeks, 15 points per game. She gets 10 rebounds. Erica Feenster is good for 12.3 points per game and 5.1 rebounds. She converts 47.5% of her field goal tries. Carly Gustafson is adding 11 points per game. She makes 53% of her field goals, and she takes in 6.4 rebounds. And Maya Shemileski and Bailey Tetzloff at 5.1 and 5.3 points per game, respectively. Tetzloff has 21 steals. For the Flames, this will be their 14th game since January 2. They dealt with a COVID bloom in December, and that basically shut them down from early December into the Christmas break, and they have been a busy team, logging many games and many minutes since January 2. And as I said, this will be their 14th game in a little over 35 days. The Flames are getting outscored 76-57. They out-rebound teams 39-36. College of St. Mary converts 38% of their field goals. Hannah Leo scores 13.9 points per game with 3.6 rebounds, and Madeline Turner adds 6.8. Claire Lewandowski adds 6.4 points per game and gets 5.8 rebounds per outing. Kenzie Hoyt is good for a team-high 50 assists this season. Doan beat the College of St. Mary on February 3. Jada Scott scored 16 in the scoring effort. Leo had 14. Dort battled Concordia but was outscored 15-9 in the fourth quarter and absorbed a 77-71 loss here at the DeWitt. Verbeek scored 19 with 19 rebounds and had three block shots. Erica Feenstra added 15, and Carly Gustafson added 12 with six rebounds. Most recent competition between these two teams was back on January 6. Dort was victorious in that one, led by Carly Gustafson's 16 points. Let's pause now and take a break. Be back with the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. And let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's contest. We begin with the Dort Defenders. Final regular season home game of the year for the Defenders. The Defenders will be starting Erica Feenster, a 6-foot senior from Hull, averaging 12.3 points per game. Bailey Tetzloff is a 5'10 senior from Brookings, South Dakota, averaging 5.3 points per game. Jordan Winterfeld is a 5'5 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 3.9 points per game. Ashton Verbeek is a 6'2 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 15.1 points per outing. And Carly Gustafson is a 6-foot sophomore from Ethan, South Dakota, averaging 11.2 points per game. For the College of St. Mary Flames, Jada Scott's a 5'5 junior from Stafford, Texas, averaging 6 points per game. Claire Lewandowski wears number 22. She's a 6'1 sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 6.4 points per outing. Number 23 is Madeline Turner, a 5'9 sophomore from Bennington, Nebraska, averaging 6.8 points per game. Number 30 is Kenzie Hoyt, a 5'5 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 4.6 points per outing. And number 42 is Hannah Leo, a 5'10 freshman from Omaha, Nebraska, that is, averaging 13.9 points per game. For the Defenders off of the bench, top scorers, Maya Shemileski, 5'5 junior from Mayer, Minnesota, averaging 5.1 points per game. Sienna Stamnis is averaging 3.4 points per game. She's a 5'10 senior from Rochester, Minnesota. Other GPAC games going on today. Hastings and Briar Cliff are underway. Doan is at Morningside. Mount Marty's at Northwestern. Midland is at Jamestown. Tonight, it's Dakota Wesleyan versus Concordia. Their women's game is starting at 4, and the men to follow at about 6 o'clock. I think that just about does it. We're set for basketball. Dort in their home whites. Yellow numbers, trimmed in black. College of St. Mary Flames, predominantly navy blue uniforms, gold script flames across the front of their jersey, and gold numbers. We are set for basketball. Opening tip controlled by the defenders. Gustafson hands it off to Jordan Winterfeld. Winterfeld takes it across half court, and we are underway with basketball. Defenders over the basketball, feed it inside. Kick out pass. Tetzloff goes to Feenstra. Feenstra buries the three. And the Dort defenders are off to a 3-0 start. Nice start for the defenders, obviously. Score a bucket, you'll take that, especially a corner three. And the defenders have a 3-0 lead. College of St. Mary over the basketball, top of the key three for the tie. It's good. Hanna Leo knocks down the triple from the top of the key, averaging 13.9 points per game. She responds, and the defenders have the basketball back. Right side with it, they go over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the wing. Winterfeld comes over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff thought about the pass into the corner. Ball deflected out, picked up by Tetzloff. Man-to-man defense applied by the Flames. Splitting the defense is Gustafson. Gustafson with a left hand finishing at the rim. And the defenders lead it 5-3 as she kisses it off of the glass. Jada Scott with the basketball, guarded out there by Tetzloff. Dort in man-for-man defense as well. Pass goes over to Leo. Leo feeds it inside to Lewandowski. Lewandowski, turnaround in the lane, is up and down, and the College of St. Mary Flames answer with a two-point basket of their own. Efficient offensively so far, both teams. Pass left side. Feed it to Gustafson. Gustafson spins. Scoops it up with the right hand underneath. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Tetzloff. No good. Shot by Ashton Verbeek is short. Missed everything. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Flames. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing the ball in for the defenders will be Tetzloff. Tetzloff, right baseline, throws it into Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, gives it off to Verbeek. Verbeek, left side, it goes Tetzloff. Tetzloff into the lane, stops at the free throw line, comes back to Verbeek. Verbeek, right side, Feenstra. Feenstra looking for the backdoor cut. Now she goes inside to Verbeek. Verbeek in traffic, up, short jumper, good. Ashton Verbeek, the third different player to score for the defenders. Dort leads it 7-5. Scott driving in, right hand short, no good. Rebound Gustafson, first stop of the day for the defenders on defense. Tetzloff feeds it ahead to Feenstra. And Feenstra, as she gathers the pass, is run into by Hanna Leo. Leo whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Coming over to tell us who the foul was on, that is Carl Woldridge, part of our three-man officiating crew. With the basketball, Verbeek. Verbeek on the right elbow, spins into the lane. Another short jumper, rolls up and good. Ashton Verbeek hits the floor. Shot after the shot, picks herself up. Worried that she might have twisted an ankle. Instead, she picks herself up. Three short, no good. Rebound to Winterfeld. Winterfeld has a player long. If she finds her, she does. Tetzloff underneath the basket, though, loses it. Now jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be CSM basketball. So the Flames have it, trailing 9-5. So the Dort defenders with a couple of stops since the College of St. Mary had it tied at 5-5. Flame basketball, Lewandowski. Lewandowski gets it into the new player, Alyssa Schubert. Schubert with the basketball, in for Scott. Schubert in between the circles, and we've got an illegal screen called against the Flames. Foul called on number 12, Asanya Stewart. Stewart whistled for personal foul number one, and the defenders will go the other way with the lead. 9-5 our score. Dort with the basketball. This is our only basketball game today. No doubleheader today. College of St. Mary, a women's school only. Driving in, Verbeek, kick out pass. Winterfeld short with the three-point attempt. Rebound cleared by Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Verbeek. Verbeek back to Tetzloff. 10 to shoot. goes to Gustafson. Ball fake, puts it up off the glass. Too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it's controlled by the Flames. Flames for the basketball. College of St. Mary with it. Hoyt. Gets the return pass. Now drives the lane. Tries to dump it off, and it's tipped and taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball across half court. Winterfeld goes back to Gustafson. Gustafson hesitates. Layup good. Carly Gustafson with the 11-5 lead for the defenders off the field goal. And the Dort defenders force the CSM Flames to use their first timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. 6:30 left to play. Here in the first quarter, Dort with an 11-5 lead. Flames have the basketball. Flames go right side. This is White with it. White passes off to Schubert. Schubert back with it on the right wing. Schubert passes it off. Nothing there out front. This is Felker. Felker looking. Now they look for the cross-court pass. Dort with some new players in the ballgame. Nearly a shot clock violation. A three launch. No good off of the backboard. Comes off strong, and it's picked up by Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball. Dort with the lead. Right side it goes. Albrecht into the corner. Shemileski, three ball. Yep. Maya Shemileski with the three-point basket, and the defenders lead it 14-5. Dort on a 9-0 run right now. Flames have the basketball on the wing. Nothing there for Schubert. Schubert gives it up to Felker. Felker goes right corner. And a two-point basket for Lewandowski. That ends the 9-0 run by the defenders. With the basketball, this is Albrecht. Albrecht, Stamnes. Stamnes, quick three. Left it short, no good. Well beyond the three-point line. Pass comes out to Schubert now. Schubert goes right side. Felker. And we've got a foul on the play called on the defenders, and that's going to go on Gustafson. That's number one on Carly Gustafson. So the defenders with a 14-7 lead. Free throws on the way. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. And the free throw is up and down for the Flames. That is Gabby Felker. Felker's first free throw is good. She's got another one on the way. This one's up and down as well. So back-to-back basket, back-to-back points for the Flames. After they got outscored 9-0, cross-court pass comes back outside to Stamnes. Stamnes with it. Stamnes tries to thread the needle, turned it over. Long pass out in front to Jada Scott. Scott driving in, leaves the layup short, no good. Rebound Gustafson. Gustafson to Verbeek. Verbeek for the basketball, gives it up Gustafson. Gustafson come back out front to Shemileski. Shemileski with the basketball, feed it high post to Gustafson. Gustafson, Verbeek. Verbeek down to the baseline. Verbeek, her pass is into the corner, but a foul on the play. Foul called on the Flames and Gabby Felker. That's foul number one on Felker. No free throws yet. That is team foul number three against the College of St. Mary. Shemileski inbounding, gets it into Gustafson. Comes back over to Albrecht. Albrecht to Shemileski. Shemileski bounce pass to Verbeek. Verbeek shot no good from 10. Fight for the basketball. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. This time it'll be Dort basketball. So Dort with the basketball. And it should be Dort basketball. Dort basketball. Now the question is, should the shot clock be at 20 or 30? I believe it should be 30. The Flame player had possession, and then Dort tied her up. Throwing the ball in is Shemileski. Shemileski, Feenster. Feenster, 15 feet on the right baseline. Feeds it inside to Mari Smitsdorf. Now to Albrecht, and Hillary Albrecht is going to go to the free throw line where she will shoot two. She was fouled in the act of shooting as she spun into the lane. Jarissa Rice whistled for her first personal. Team foul number four. Dort will be on the bonus for the last 4:19 of this period. Albrecht, first free throw is up, and that one skims the rim and falls through. Hillary Albrecht with her first point today. A second free throw on the way for the freshman from Howard, South Dakota. This one's up and good as well. So Albrecht, a 31% free throw shooter coming into the game, now 6 of 15. That'll help the free throw percentage a little bit. Dort leading 16-9. They stop the run for the Flames at 4-0. With the basketball, the Flames out front with it is Scott. Scott with it. Scott goes right-hand side to Turner. Turner over the basketball. They feed it down low. This is Leo, and Leo turns. Her shot is good. She's got five. Dort leads 16-11. 16-11, defenders by five. Shemileski trying to thread the needle for Smitsdorf, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Flames. It'll be Dort basketball. Shemileski to trigger it. 3:53 remaining in the first quarter. Pass comes in to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Erica passes to Albrecht. Albrecht up front. Nothing there. Back over to Shemileski. Shemileski, Feenstra. Feenstra, ball fake, muscles it up. Can't get the shot to go, but she is fouled on the play. And she'll go to the free throw line for two shots. So two free throws on the way for Erica Feenstra. Tetzlaff checks into the ball game. Stamnis checks out. Smitsdorf checks out of the ball game. And McKenna Klecker is in the game. We'll get the whole lineup set for you in just a moment. Feenstra's first free throw is good. She's got four. Riley Van Hulsen waiting at the scorer's table if Feenstra can make both free throws. Second free throw by Feenstra is up and through, so she whispers through a pair of free throws. Feenstra over 1,800 career points. Might get within shouting distance of 1,900, all depending on how many postseason games the defenders are able to play. Driving in with the left hand, layup, good for Madeline Turner. Van Hulsen tries to take the charge. Unable to get the charge call, though. Dort with the basketball. Driving in, Albrecht. Kicks it into the corner, Shemileski. Maya, another three. Maya Shemileski. Two threes in the first quarter. And the defenders lead by eight, 21-13. Throw it left wing. Shot no good. Rebound tracked down by Van Hulsen after the missed shot by Leo. Here comes Dort. Coach Bill Harmson wants them to push the issue. With the basketball, Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff fires it into the corner. Maya. Maya over the basketball. Looking down low for Van Hulsen. And Riley Van Hulsen is fouled on the play by Leo. That's two on Leo. Going to the free throw line. Should be two free throws coming. Van Hulsen to shoot a pair of free throws. Took a little while for the officials to recognize that we were in the bonus. So Van Hulsen shooting two. First one on the way for the junior from Linden, Washington is good. 5'11 junior, averaging 2.1 points per game. Second free throw on the way for Riley. This one's up and good as well. So Van Hulsen makes them both, and the defenders stretch the lead to 10. Dort a perfect 6 of 6 on free throws so far. Flames for the basketball in the backcourt. This is Turner. Turner gets it across the timeline to Lewandowski. Lewandowski to Scott. Scott with the basketball out front. Scott goes right side. With it is Stewart. Stewart drops it in for Lewandowski. And now we've got a hand check called on the play against Hillary Albrecht, I believe. Albrecht whistled for personal foul number one. Team foul number two against the defenders. And the Flames will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Stewart. Stewart throws over the top, gets the return pass. Ball's loose, picked up by Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen over the basketball. Van Hulsen gives it up to Shemileski. Shemileski with it right side. Nope, decides to go left instead to Albrecht. Cutter in the lane is Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen throws it off of the glass, gets it to go. And the junior from Linden with an opportunity at the three-point play as she got fouled on the play by Jarissa Rice. So they're going to wave the basket off, actually. They're going to give Van Hulsen two free throws instead and say that She's shooting the bonus free throws instead. 24-13, Dort by 11. A second free throw on the way for Van Hulsen. That one's up and good, so Van Hulsen makes them both. Doesn't get the three-point play, but she does get a couple of free throws. She checks out 4 of 4 from the free throw line in the first quarter for Van Hulsen. Feel like she might have gotten cheated out of a point there, though. Jada Scott with the basketball, throws it underneath. Cut, Lewandowski, and Lewandowski with the two-point basket, and she is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line, and the foul goes against Dort's Ashton Verbeek. That's foul number one. So Lewandowski will go to the free throw line for the three-point play. Free throw by Lewandowski is good. Lewandowski, a 60% free throw shooter. She's got 7 first quarter points. And the defender lead is 25-16. With a pass on the right side is Feenstra. Feenstra to Gustafson. Gustafson over the top to Verbeek. Verbeek back to Gustafson. Gustafson in traffic. Puts it up, blocked. Out of bounds, last touched by the Flames. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort leading 25-16, and it has not been that Dort has had a high-octane offense, really. They've just been efficient. They've made some free throws. Gustafson with the basketball. Gustafson gives it in to Verbeek, reverses right side. Winterfeld, three, missed it short, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra muscles it up, shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on the College of St. Mary Flames and Stewart. That's number two on Stewart. And Feenstra will go to the free throw line for a couple of free throws. Feenstra with 5 points, now 6. Averaging 12.3 points per game. Nice start by the defenders offensively. 26 already with 1:39 left here in the first quarter. 27-16 as Feenstra, 78% free throw shooter coming into the game, is now 71 of, beg your pardon, she's 73 of 92 this year. Right around 80% for her career. Pass underneath and a wide open Scott. Scott was able to shake free, gets the left-handed layup to go off the give from Lewandowski. And the defender lead is 9, 27-18. Right side Feenstra. Feenstra back it goes. Gustafson, 20 to shoot, 1:10 on the game clock. Lob it down low, Feenstra. Feenstra on the baseline, puts it up in traffic, gets her own miss, and her putback is good. Erica Feenstra with 9, Dort leads 29-18. With it on the right-hand side, this is White. Pass into the lane, shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Flames. It'll be Dort basketball. 29-18, Dort by 11. Under a minute to go in the first period. Bringing the basketball across the timeline is Winterfeld. Winterfeld goes right side. Comes back over to Nielsen. Macy Nielsen in the game at the last break. Lob play over the top. Erica Feenstra wide open. Off the give from Winterfeld. Dort leads by Baker's dozen, 31-18. Flames with the basketball. 5 second difference. Shot clock and game clock. Left side pass goes to Stewart. Stewart coughs it up. Here comes Dort Gustafson. Gustafson over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Nielsen. Nielsen over the basketball. 17 on the shot clock, or the game clock, I should say. They feed it inside to Feenstra, and it's tapped away by the College of St. Mary. Dort wanted the final shot of the period, and they'll get it. They should, at least, unless they turn it over here. 12.7 seconds remaining. Pass comes into Feenstra. 10 now on the clock. Goes left side, Nielsen. Nielsen, swing pass, right side, winner to Verbeek. Verbeek, three, no good. 3 seconds left. They bring the ball up over to Scott. Scott gives it up. Desperation heave at the buzzer. No good by White. And that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Dort 31, the College of St. Mary Flames 18. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with the second quarter of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. To the second quarter we go. Dort leading 31-18. Dort showing a zone defense here to start the second quarter of play. Dort by Baker's dozen. Right side pass. They dump it down low. Kick out pass. Might have been a travel. Turner into the lane. Her short jumper, no good. Rebound Lewandowski. Lewandowski fires it out front. 13 to shoot. 3 missed. No good. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek rips it down. She comes up with it, goes right-hand side into the corner. Feenstra thought about the three, now goes down low to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf back out front it goes. Stamnis, Verbeek. Verbeek, three, no good. And the rebound taken away by the Flames. Flames with the basketball, Felker. Felker gives it up out front to Hoyt. Hoyt back to Felker. Felker, Stewart. Stewart, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken down by Stamnis. Stamnis with the basketball. Stamnis over the top finds Feenstra. Feenstra, short shot, good. Erica Feenstra with 13 points in the defender's lead, 33-18. Dort going after their 13th win of the season today, 12th of the conference. Two very important games coming up when this one is finished to close out the regular season. Feenstra with a steal in the backcourt, gets it away to Verbeek. Verbeek driving, tries to shovel it off to Smitsdorf, picked up by Stamnis. Back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, another three. Erica Feenstra with 16 points, and the defenders lead it 36-18, doubling up on the Flames. Timeout on the floor, took charge to the College of St. Mary Flames and Coach Kirk Walker. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The defenders off to a 36-18 lead. And they'll walk it up the floor with the Flames after giving up back-to-back baskets to start the second quarter of play. They trail 36-18. They go right side. Short jumper, Hannah Leo. Leo with 7 points. And the defender lead is 36-20. Into the front court, Stamnis. Zone defense applied by the Flames. Smitsdorf goes right side, Stamnis. Into the corner, Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball back to Stamnis. Stamnis with it, 14 to shoot, back to Verbeek, elbow, Smitsdorf, fire it back over to Verbeek, Verbeek three, short, no good, and the rebound is down on the floor, and a foul called on Stamnis as she dives over the top to try and get that rebound. That is foul number one on Stamnis. So Stamnis commits the personal foul. Dort will show full court pressuring defense, leading 36-20. 7:55 remaining in the first half. Over the top pass to Turner. Turner puts it up. No good. Rebound cleared by Klecker. Klecker with the basketball is Shemileski. Shemileski with it on the right-hand side. Picks up her dribble. Goes to Klecker. Klecker trying to feed it down low for Van Halsen. And the ball is deflected out. Van Halsen has to try and save it in. And as she saves it in, she throws it on the sideline and out of bounds. College of St. Mary over the basketball. Throwing it in will be Rice. Rice to Trigger. Rice in the backcourt to Hoyt. Hoyt back to Rice. Rice gives it up to Felker. Felker. This is Hoyt. Hoyt with the basketball guarded there by Tetzloff. And Bailey Tetzloff is whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on Bailey. Team foul number two on the defenders in this half. Throwing the ball in, the Flames. Right side pass goes over to Leo. Leo with it on the elbow. Leo gives it up. Right side, Rice. Rice comes back to Leo. Leo's dribbled, deflected. Now a drive into the lane. A layup with the right hand and finishing is Schubert. Schubert fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play with her team trailing 36-22. 36-22, our score. Free throw is up by Leo, and Leo, a 55% free throw shooter, makes it. Dort leads 36-23, Shemileski. Shemileski, left side for the defenders, Albrecht. Albrecht gives it up to Tetzloff on the left wing. Now right side, Klecker. Klecker to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Albrecht. Albrecht with it on the wing, and she is fouled on the play. Foul called on the Flames and Felker. That's two on Felker. 36-23. Left side pass, Albrecht. Albrecht looking into the corner, gets it away to Tetzloff. Tetzloff 10 to shoot. Klecker. Klecker looks off the defense, shot no good, and the rebound cleared by the Flames off of the missed shot. The runner by Klecker from about 8 feet on the right-hand side. Now Tetzloff with the steal, takes it in against Scott, lays it up with the right hand, and the basket is good. Bailey Tetzloff, the steal and lay-in. Dort leads 38-23. Flames break the pressure defense. Driving in, and we've got a charging foul called on the Flames, and Hannah Leo. Leo, the freshman from Omaha, charges in. Riley Van Hulzen sets up, takes the charge. She was outside the charge circle, and now the defenders will bring the ball up the floor. With the basketball, Shimoleski. Shimoleski gives it to Albrecht. Albrecht to Van Hulzen. Van Hulzen to Klecker. Klecker, Van Hulzen. Albrecht, her shot, no good. And the rebound taken away by Rice. Rice for the basketball. Rice over the top. She finds Scott. Scott, kick out pass. Nothing there. Right side. Scott, three, no good. Rebound ripped down by Van Hulzen. Van Hulzen over the basketball. Riley takes it up the floor. Passes over to Shimoleski. Tetzloff, three ball, left wing. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touched by the defenders. It'll be Flames basketball. Flames with the basketball. Dort in front. And the College of St. Mary Flames have it. This is Felker. Felker gives it to Scott. Scott walks it up the floor. Scott with the basketball. Scott passes. Right side, Lewandowski. Lewandowski with it. Lewandowski driving in. Shot is up. Blocked. Out of bounds. It will be College of St. Mary basketball. College of St. Mary with the basketball. Stewart to throw it in. And Stewart's pass is over the top, reeled in by Lewandowski. Lewandowski hands it off to Hoyt. Hoyt in between the circles. She passes left side back over to White. Shot in the lane, blocked partially. Rebound cleared by Verbeek. Verbeek ahead to Stamnis. Stamnis with it on the right wing. Stamnis picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Verbeek. Verbeek on the left wing. Comes back middle of the floor to Gustafson. Gustafson passes underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra has it blocked. And back we go the other way. Flame basketball. Flames with it. Flames underneath. And a pass through the lane, taken by Turner. Turner, right-handed shot from the right block, too strong. Shoots it over the bucket, but Erica Feenstra is called for a personal foul, and Erica picks up foul number one, team foul number four on the defenders in this quarter. Free throws on the way for the Flames, and the first free throw is off of the mark, no good. Madeline Turner left it short. She's got another one coming. Left-handed free throw, averaging 6.8 points per game. This one is up and rattles through. 3 points now for Turner, and the defender lead is 38-24. Winterfeld with the basketball. She passes right side. Gustafson gives it up. Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Gustafson. Gustafson passes back over to Verbeek. Verbeek right side. Stamnis. Stamnis quick on the trigger. Splash. 3-point basket for Sienna Stamnis, and the defender lead is 41-24. Flames have the basketball. This is Hoyt. Hoyt up front. Hoyt passes left side, Stewart. Stewart with it on the wing. Stewart picks up her dribble. She looks underneath, finds Lewandowski. Lewandowski on the block, and Lewandowski is going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders, leading by 17, 41-24, 4:08 remaining in the half. Dort with the basketball. They go left side. Gustafson back it goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Gustafson, Gustafson, Verbeek underneath. Feenstra, layup good. Erica Feenstra with a reverse layup. Dort leads 43-24. Feenstra with 18 first half points. Flames have the basketball. This is Hoyt. Hoyt picks up her dribble out front. Hoyt goes back over to White. White dumps it down low. It's taken back by Feenstra. Feenstra comes over to Stamnis. Stamnis with the basketball up the floor quickly. Passes left side, Verbeek. Pull up from 12. Good. Ashton Verbeek with 6 points, her first two of the second quarter. And the defender lead expands to 21, 45-24, 3:20 and counting. first half. Flames have it on the left side. They pass it into the corner, dump it down low for Lewandowski, and a foul on the entry pass. That's going to go against Ashton Verbeek. Verbeek whistled for the personal foul. That's her second. Team foul number 5 on the defenders. Free throws on the way for the Flames. Scott in the game for the Flames, along with Leo. Lewandowski shooting the free throws. Turner. And who am I missing? Looks like Kenzie Hoyt. First free throw off the mark. No good for Lewandowski. Lewandowski another free throw. She's got 7 points. 1 for 2 now from the free throw line this evening or this afternoon. This one's up and that one's off the heel. No good. 0 for 2. Came into the game a 60% free throw shooter. Misses both of them. Pass right side. Stamnis goes short corner. Feenstra gives to Gustafson. Gustafson's shot won't go down off of the left with the left hand off of the glass, but she is fouled, and Gustafson will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Dort was up 31-18 at the end of the first quarter. They have outscored the Flames 14-6 here in the second quarter, and the defender lead is 45-24. Gustafson shooting free throws. First one on the way for Carly. Up and good. Gustafson with 5 points today. Approaching 500 career points as well. The sophomore from Ethan, South Dakota. She's got 6 points. And the defender lead is 47-24. 47-24. Flames. Left side. Leo. Leo loses it. Gustafson tries to keep it in play, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Flames basketball. College of St. Mary inbounding the basketball. Flames get it inbounded to Turner. Turner across half court. Turner goes over to Scott. Scott right side. This is Hoyt. Hoyt driving in. Shot is blocked by Smitsdorf. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with the basketball is Nielsen, drop it inside, and the give-and-go Gustafson to Mari Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf on the layup, and Mari Smitsdorf makes it 49-24. Defenders have gotten points from 9 different players in the first half. Ball blocked out of bounds by Stamnis. She's unable to keep it in play, though. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be College of St. Mary over the basketball. 2:10 remaining. Jada Scott to throw it in. 49-24. 2:10 left in the half. Pass comes in to Hoyt. Hoyt out front. Hoyt hands it back to Felker. Felker with it on the right elbow. Back over to Hoyt. Hoyt misses badly. Strong with the 3-point shot. Rebound cleared by Tetzloff. Tetzloff with it up the floor. Right side Gustafson. Gustafson looking for the feed down low. Gustafson driving. Spins. Stops. Pops. 10-footer. Good. Carly Gustafson with 8. Dort running away with a 51-24 advantage. 1:42 remaining here in the first half. Dort has limited CSM to 6 points here in the second quarter. They get a stop on the defensive end. Smitsdorf gives it off to Stamnis. 1:29 and counting first half. Stamnis, head full of steam, stops on the right wing. Passes it to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf out front. Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Stamnis. Stamnis drives in. Her shot no good on the drive. Rebound taken away by the Flames. Scott driving in with the right hand up and good. Jada Scott with a 2-point basket. She's got 4, and that stops the run for the defenders at 13. Dort with a 13-point run just stopped. Dort leading 51-26. 58 seconds and counting. Let's see if the defenders, well, they'll get a 2-for-1. No matter what, they've got to shoot with about 35 seconds left. Gustafson comes back over to Nielsen. Nielsen with the basketball. Nielsen out front, 4. She's got to create her own shot. Gets it to Gustafson. Gustafson to Tetzloff, and Tetzloff is unable to get the shot off. So the defenders unable to execute with a shot clock winding down. And the Flames will get it with 34 seconds remaining in the half. Dort with wholesale changes on defense. Albrecht and Tetzloff work a trap. Turnover in the backcourt. It'll be Dort basketball. Klecker to throw it in. Klecker, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Klecker gets it into Albrecht. Albrecht with it, right wing. Cross-court pass over to Klecker. Klecker cut off, and she's pushed on the play. That's foul number four on the Flames in this quarter, so they had a foul to give here. Another one on the way. Another foul, and Dort shooting free throws. That foul was charged to CSM's Gabby Felker. Felker whistled for the personal foul. Klecker inbounding. They find Albrecht. Albrecht has her shot blocked by Hoyt. Hoyt trying to race up the floor, and Chmielewski knocks it out of bounds. It'll be CSM basketball, 18 seconds on the game clock. 18 till halftime. Scott's pass deflected. Taken back by the defenders into the corner. Tetzloff. Tetzloff has it tapped away, and she lost it out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Flames basketball. 11.3 seconds remaining in the half. Flames have it in the backcourt. Klecker tried to get a hand on it. Now here's Scott. Scott stops, pops, 10-footer off the glass. No good. 3 seconds left. Chmielewski ahead to Klecker. Klecker unable to gather it in. That's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort 51, College of St. Mary 26. Back. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. The Dort defenders leading the College of St. Mary 51-26. Dort 17 of 36 from the floor, 47%. College of St. Mary Flames 10 of 28 from the floor, 36%. The defenders are led in scoring by Erica Feenster's 18 points. Carly Gustafson has 8. Ashton Verbeek has 6. Maya Chmielewski with a pair of threes. She also has 6 points. Three rebounds each for Verbeek and Gustafson. For the College of St. Mary Flames, Claire Lewandowski, 7. Hannah Leah with 7 as well. The defenders, 5 turnovers in the first half of play. CSM, 14. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with the start of the second half. Some GPAC scores right after this. Scores from the conference, we have one final in. Briarcliff defeats Hastings by a final of 84-45. Briarcliff is now 14-7. Hastings slides to 5-14. Things got some pretty wide margins here at halftime as well. Morningside over Doan, 46-18. Northwestern over Mount Marty, 35-22. That is in Orange City. And Midland leads Jamestown in Jamestown, 45-21 at the half. That's a critical game for scoreboard watchers, as Jamestown and Dort tied right now at 11-8 each. Other key game happening later tonight. Dakota Wesleyan is at Concordia. Driving in with the right hand, Ashton Verbeek finishes with the right hand. And the defenders, Ashton Verbeek, leading scorer for the defenders coming into the game, has 8 points now. Dort with a 53-26 advantage. In the lane is Lewandowski. Lewandowski, short jumper, missed it, no good. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be CSM basketball. CSM with the basketball on the alternating possession. And CSM throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball inbounded to Leo. Leo with the basketball. Leo pass down low. Blocked by Verbeek. Verbeek gathered it in momentarily, and now it's stolen back by CSM on the pass ahead to Winterfeld. And the left-handed layup by Leo is good. She's got 9 points, averaging 13.9 points per game, leading scorer for the Flames. And Carly Gustafson with a bucket on the other end. She's got 10, and the defenders lead 55-28. So Gustafson establishing a 27-point lead for the defenders. So Tetzloff whistled for the personal foul, and for Bailey, that's number two. 8:52 remaining in regulation, in third quarter, I should say. Ball's inbounded. Throw it in lane to Leo. Leo's shot no good. And the rebound cleared by the defenders and Verbeek. Verbeek up the floor. Verbeek with the left hand. Verbeek all the way down, and she's going to be called for a push-off. And Verbeek whistled for her third personal. Team foul number two on the defenders already in this quarter. And coming back the other way over the basketball is Scott. Scott, they dump it down low. Shot is up, no good. Rebound tipped out. Last touch by CSM. CSM grabs it, though, just on the sideline. Pass goes over to Lewandowski. Lewandowski working in against Verbeek. Verbeek playing with three personal fouls right now. Right-handed shot, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by the Flames. Flames with the basketball, Lewandowski. Lewandowski, three, good. Claire Lewandowski with 10. The defender lead is 55-31. 24-point lead for the defenders. Tetzloff in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Winterfeld. Winterfeld across the timeline. Passes back over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Gustafson. Gustafson gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra faces in the lane, gets the ball back, puts it up in traffic, off the glass, good. Erica Feenstra with 20 points. Dort leads 57-31. Defenders in front comfortably. Lewandowski, a pass, taken away, Verbeek. Verbeek with a steal. Verbeek stops. 10-footer in the lane, good. Ashton Verbeek with 10 points. Dort leads 59-31. Defenders, this difference has been in the 20s most of the second quarter and now the third quarter. Let's see if they can blow it open. Jada Scott says not so fast. She's got six on the jumper from the free throw line. Dort leads 59-33. Pass over the top, long and out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be CSM basketball. So the Flames have the basketball back. And the College of St. Mary will bring it up with 7:05 remaining. Kenzie Hoyt in between the circles out front. Hoyt backs it up to center court. Hoyt at the top of the key. She goes left side over to Scott. Scott with the basketball. Scott to Hoyt. Hoyt, short corner, gets the return pass. Three, good. Kenzie Hoyt with the three-point basket. It's 59-36. 6:40 remaining. Left side pass. Feenstra. Feenstra three. Short. No good. Rebound. Run out. Scott. Scott raced the other way. Tetzloff gets back on defense. Tetzloff passes. Off left side. Hoyt. Hoyt thought about the three. Now they pass. Right side Lewandowski. Lewandowski shot blocked by Verbeek. Rebound. Stamnis. Stamnis for the basketball. Stamnis up the floor. Stamnis all the way down. Right side it goes, Verbeek. Verbeek kicks it into the corner. Tetzloff. Tetzloff, three. Good. Bailey Tetzloff with the three-point basket. 62-36. Tetzloff with 5 points. Left side, Scott. Scott's pass taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek feeds it to Tetzloff. Tetzloff puts it up, block, gets it back. Shot no good in traffic, and she is fouled. Bailey Tetzloff to the free throw line to shoot two. Tetzloff with 5 points. Looks like Tetzloff with her own personal cheering section across the way. Student teaching, I believe, at Kinsey Elementary here in Sioux Center. And looks like some of her students in attendance today. First one on the way for Tetzloff is good. She's got six, now seven. Couple of made free throws for Tetzloff. 78% free throw shooter entering the game. Does nothing to hurt that percentage on that trip to the charity stripe. With the basketball out front, they pass it left side. Three is up and good. CSM heating up from the three-point line. Bailey White with the three. Dort leads 64-39. This is a team that is making 26% of its three-pointers. Tetzloff with the basketball. Tetzloff out front, Stamness. Right side, Verbeek. Baseline, Feenstra. Back to Smitsdorf. Outside, Stamness. Three answering, no. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra's put back is good. She's got 22. Dort leads 66-39. 15 minutes left to play in the third, in the second half. Midway through the third quarter of play. Pass ahead to Tetzloff. Tetzloff lays it up with the right hand. Good. Tetzloff in traffic. She's got seven in the second half. Nine for the ball game. Dort leads 68-39. Scott with the basketball, and we've got a hold on the play. Hold's going to be called on Erica Feenstra. And for Erica, that's number two. Wholesale changes for the defenders. Stamness, Verbeek, Tetzloff, Feenstra, and Smitsdorf are out. Checking in, Van Hulsen, Gustafson, Shemileski, Nielsen, and Albrecht. On the right-hand side with it, hard drive to the lane. Off-balance shot is no good by Felker, but Felker is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And the free throw, the foul called against Dort's Hillary Albrecht. That's her second. Dort leading 68-39. First free throw, no good. Flames have struggled from the charity stripe today. And those struggles have continued. Shot, no good. Couple of missed free throws. And back we go the other way, Nielsen. Nielsen over the basketball. She goes right side, Shemileski. Shemileski on the right wing. Shemileski looking inside. They give it up, Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen to Gustafson. Gustafson, easy bucket. She's got 12. 70-39, Dort with the lead. CSM basketball. Pass it inside. Van Hulsen not giving any ground and missing the shot is Leo. Rebound cleared by Van Hulsen. Here comes Dort. Pass ahead to Nielsen. Nielsen tries to find Gustafson, and the ball is deflected out of bounds, last touched by CSM. It'll be Dort basketball. It'll be Dort basketball after the turnover. Nielsen to throw it in. Nielsen to Albrecht. Albrecht over the basketball. Albrecht trying to feed it underneath for Gustafson. Gustafson unable to reel it in. Too many legs and arms to get through. They're looking out front. Pass underneath, and layup is good for Bailey White. White with a two-point basket. Dort leads 70-41. Left side pass, Albrecht. Albrecht with it. Albrecht into the corner, Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen, three, missed, no good. But there for the rebound, and the putback is Albrecht. Albrecht with four. Dort leads 72-41. Driving in, we've got a missed shot, a blocked shot. And foul called on the defenders, Macy Nielsen. That's foul number one on Nielsen. Team foul number five on the defenders in this quarter. And free throws on the way for Gabby Felker. Felker, 2-for-4 today. 0-for-2, though, in the second half. And first free throw is up and off the mark. No good. Felker, a 39% free throw shooter, made both of them in the first half. 0-for-3 since. This one's up, and that one's off the heel. No good. Rebound cleared by Michaela DeYoung. DeYoung over the basketball. DeYoung, it goes left side. Albrecht, long pass over the top. Nielsen, swing it to Shemileski on the right wing. Shemileski back to Nielsen. Nielsen, three, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped, and coming up with it is Shemileski. Shemileski's put back, no good. But a foul on the play called on the defenders. I beg your pardon. That's called on the Flames. That's going to go on Rice. That's number two on her. Team foul number two on the Flames in this quarter. Dort throwing it in. Nielsen to Trigger. Macy looking. Still looking. Throws it over the top. Finds Albrecht. Albrecht, three. Missed it. No good. And a foul will be called. A push on Gustafson. Gustafson whistled for foul number two. And more free throws on the way for the Flames. The Flames is a team, a 60% free throw shooting team. And Jada Scott will go to the free throw line. She's a 47% free throw shooter. First trip to the charity stripe for this junior from Stafford, Texas. First one is up and through. She's got seven. A second free throw on the way for Scott. Right-hander. This one's up, and that one drops through as well. 8 points for Jada Scott. And the Dort lead is 72-43. 3:01 left to play in the third quarter. Ball's inbounded to Michaela DeYoung. DeYoung in the backcourt. DeYoung gets it ahead to Nielsen. Nielsen over the basketball across half court. Nielsen picks up her dribble, goes to Gustafson on the left elbow, finds DeYoung underneath. DeYoung has it blocked. Rebound cleared by the Flames. Flames up the floor over the basketball. Turner. Turner. Back around the horn they go. Pull up. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by DeYoung. DeYoung to Chmielewski. Chmielewski up the floor. Chmielewski's pass deflected. And goes out of bounds. Last touched by CSM. It'll be Dort basketball. New players checking in for the defenders. Verbeek, Winterfeld, Klecker, Van Holland, and Van Hulsen. Verbeek throws it into the corner to Van Holland. Van Holland back over to Verbeek. Verbeek to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, short corner, back to Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen steps through. Her shot won't drop, but she's fouled on the play. And Riley will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws. Foul on the play, charge to Claire Lewandowski. Lewandowski whistled for foul number two. Free throws on the way for Van Hulsen. First one is rattles around and drops through. She's 5 for 5 now from the charity stripe. 83% free throw shooter. Coming into the game, she was 5 of 6. She's now 5 for 5. 10 of 11 for the season. And this one, too strong. And Ashton Verbeek's going to be called for a foul over the top. A push called on the rebound. And it will be College of St. Mary basketball, and they'll actually be shooting a couple of free throws. Well, none of the women's games really close. Midland still leads Jamestown by 25. That's now late in the third quarter, just like this one. Morningside up 29 on Doan. Second free throw, no good for the Flames. And the rebound is cleared by Dort. That was Lewandowski missing a couple of free throws. Van Hulsen passes over to Van Holland. Van Holland over the basketball, right side Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen, Van Holland, left side it goes Verbeek. Verbeek looking for Klecker in the corner, reverses it instead over to Winterfeld, and Winterfeld's going to be called for double dribble. Double dribble whistled against Jordan Winterfeld. Verbeek will check out of the game. Feenstra checks in. Feenstra, the leading scorer for the defenders, with 22 points. With it on the right side, Madeline Turner. Turner gives it up. Free throw line jumper missed, no good, but more free throws on the way. As Honolio was fouled on the rebound, that foul is charged to Van Hulsen, and for Riley, that is number two. So free throws on the way for Leo. Leo with 5 points. Her team trailing 73-43. First free throw is up and good. A second free throw on the way for Leo. Leo with 10 points. She and Lewandowski in double figures for the Flames, accounting for 21 now of their 25 points as Leo makes the second one. She's got 11. And the defender lead is 73-45. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld loses it, picks it up, gets it right side Van Hollen. Posting up is Feenstra. Feenstra steps through off of the glass. Too strong, no good. But there for the rebound and the putback, Riley Van Holsen. Riley Van Holsen, the putback, and she is fouled. She has an opportunity here to match her career high. 75-45 pending the free throw. Free throw is up, and it's off the mark, no good. Tapped out, though, by Faith Van Hollen. Rebound corralled by Feenstra. Dort leading 75-45. Klecker with the basketball. Klecker goes right side. They go into Feenstra. Feenstra shot in the lane. Good. And Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line now for a three-point play opportunity. Feenstra with 24 points today. And she'll go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. 1:17 left to go in the third. Dort in control of this one. Free throw is up and good. So Feenstra, 5 of 5 from the charity stripe, 25 points. And the defender lead is 78-45. 78-45. CSM basketball, Flames have it. To the free throw line, Lewandowski. Lewandowski guarded there by Van Holsen. Van Holsen cuts her off. Comes back out front to Schubert. Schubert back right side, Hoyt. Hoyt dumps it down low for Van Holsen. Got a hand on it for the defenders. Now the ball goes out of bounds as the shot clock expires. It'll be Dort basketball. So the Dort defenders with a lead, 78-45. 46.7 seconds left to go in the period. Across the timeline is Winterfeld. Throws it into the corner. Feenstra. Feenstra, three. Good. Erica Feenstra making it look easy today. 28 points for Feenstra. And the defender lead is 81-45. Shot in the lane. Up and under move is good for Leo. Leo with 13. And the defender lead is 81-47. Pass across the timeline. Van Hollen. Van Hollen to Klecker. Klecker, Winterfeld. Winterfeld trying to find Feenstra. The ball is deflected out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Erica Feenstra, 28 points today. That is a season high for Feenstra. Klecker finds Feenstra. Feenstra underneath. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So Feenstra with 5.8 seconds remaining in the half, in the quarter, that is, makes the first free throw. 6 for 6 now from the charity stripe. Dort leading 82-47. Second free throw is up and good. No good. 82-47. Pass over the top. Shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by the defenders as the shot, as the clock expires. And the third quarter mercifully comes to an end. Dort outscores the College of St. Mary 31-21 in that period. Lots of free throws. Lots of dead balls. As it is, the defenders with an 82-47 lead. We go to the fourth quarter. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. The defenders leading 82-47. For Erica Feenster, 29 points today. A new season high. It's actually the most points Feenster has scored since going for 31 against Buena Vista back on October 29th of 2019. See if she's got another basket or two in her. She also surpassed 30 points back on January 2, 2019 when she had 32, scored 32 against Jamestown. And, of course, that was on the heels, if you remember. I do, at least. Of her going for 43. That was a school record tying 43 points against Northwestern back on November 28th, 2018. So that being said, Dort leading 82-47 with a basketball. Stamness. Stamnis looks down low for Smidstorf. Ball is taken back by Feenstra. Shot in the lane, no good. They give it the block shot. Pass goes over to Tetzloff. Dort with 10 to shoot. Back it goes Verbeek. Verbeek right side Stamnis. Stamnis with it, trying to bounce it in between two players, and she's going to be called for steps. Turnover gives the basketball back to the College of St. Mary. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Also, welcome in those who are watching via our video webcast. Thank you to the Dort Media Network for their bang-up work again this year. Claire Lewandowski with 12 points. Dort with it on offense. Stamnis. Back out front it goes Verbeek. Verbeek with the ball. Verbeek gives to Tetzloff. Tetzloff in the corner. Back to Verbeek. Verbeek. Right side, Stamnis. They flash Feenstra in the post. Instead, they come back to Verbeek. Verbeek at the free throw line. Back to Feenstra. Feenstra off of the glass. Good. Erica Feenstra with 31 points. Dort leading 84-49. 84-49. Dort with a 35-point lead. 8:30 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Lewandowski with it on the right elbow. Lewandowski, Dort brings a double team. Lewandowski gives it off, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Erica Feenstra. Feenstra outlets over to Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek driving in, shot no good, but there for the rebound. And the putback is Smidstorf. And Mari Smidstorf following the play. She's got four. Dort leads 86-49. Left side pass and a three banked in for Gabby Felker. Felker with 4 points. Dort leads 86-51. Beg your pardon, 86-52. Pass into the lane, taken away by the Flames. Flames racing back the other way. Leo. Leo gives it up. And now it should be a jump ball, and it will be a jump ball called. Gabby Felker tied up on the play by Ashton Verbeek. Erica Feenstra, 31 points, checks out. Ashton Verbeek checks out of the game as well. Dort leading 86-52. Probably going to be it for Feenstra and Verbeek. With it out front, right side it goes. Into the corner, DeYoung. DeYoung comes back to Stamnis, tries to pass over the top instead of a bounce pass. Now the ball's on the floor. And a tie-up, jump ball called, alternating possession. This time it goes to the College of St. Mary. Checking out of the game, Tetzloff. This will be the last time, in all likelihood, the defenders playing at home. Would take some things out of the ordinary in the postseason tournament. Just don't know that the defenders can creep into fourth place or the top four in the GPAC. Which means they're probably on the road, or they will be on the road for the quarterfinals when that begins. Oh man, that's still another 2.5 weeks away. Flame basketball, just two games remaining after today. Van Holland on the defense, shot no good. On the missed shot by Stewart, rebound taken away by the defenders. Stamnis stops, pops, three, too strong, no good. And Barry Decay there to call the travel violation. 86-52. Van Holzen in the ball game now for the defenders, up 34, 86-52. Flames have the basketball on the wing. Nielsen on the defense. They pass it up front. Lewandowski. Lewandowski in the lane. Shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Van Holland. Van Holland over the basketball goes over to Nielsen. Nielsen on the right side, Van Holzen. Van Holzen, three, right corner, missed it, no good. And the rebound is controlled by the College of St. Mary. Flames coming back the other way. Flames looking. They'll launch a three from the right wing, missed, no good. Rebound, Van Holland. Van Holland over to Stamnis. Stamnis with the basketball. Sienna on the right wing. Drops it into the corner. Van Holsen underneath DeYoung. DeYoung with the left hand, and that rolls in. So DeYoung with the two-point basket. Dort leading 88-252. Dort with a defensive stop on the other end. Pass ahead to Nielsen. Nielsen with a right-handed layup. That's good. Dort leading 90-52. 5:25 and counting. Ball game. Flames have it on the right side. They get it up front to Stewart. Stewart with a basketball. Stewart comes back over to Lewandowski. Lewandowski to Stewart. Stewart gets the return pass on the right wing, guarded there by Faith Van Holland. Van Holland to Lewandowski. Lewandowski cut off on the baseline, and the shot is blocked by Van Holsen. Rebound DeYoung. Here comes Dort and Stamnes. Stamnes, right side DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball, Van Holsen. Van Holsen, Nielsen. Nielsen with the basketball, Van Holland. Van Holland into the corner, Stamnes. Three, missed, no good. Rebound fought for, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It's Dort basketball. Winterfeld and Chmielewski check into the ball game. Stamnes and Nielsen check out. 4:43 remaining. Throwing the ball in will be Chmielewski. Chmielewski's pass deflected and a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It's College of St. Mary basketball. .433 left to play in the ball game. College of St. Mary over the basketball. Flames have it. They give it up out front to Felker. Kick out pass on the wing and a three-pointer reined in by Bailey White. White now with eight all in the second half. Dort leads 90-55. Right side Van Holland on the wing. 4:04 remaining. While as slow as the third quarter was, the fourth quarter has been that fast. We're already 6 minutes deep into the fourth quarter. Chmielewski held on the play. Van Holsen checks out of the ball game. Winterfeld checks out as well. Chmielewski to throw it in. Ball's inbounded to Albrecht. Albrecht checks in for the defenders. Albrecht, Klecker, right side, Chmielewski. Chmielewski with the basketball. Chmielewski back outside. It goes DeYoung. DeYoung, Klecker. Klecker into the corner. Albrecht. Albrecht throws it up. Shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by the Flames. College of St. Mary racing the other way. Stop on the right wing. Dump it underneath. Shot is blocked by Michaela DeYoung. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Chmielewski. Ahead it goes to Albrecht. Albrecht too strong with the right hand, but there for the putback is Faith Van Holland. Van Holland with her first two tonight. Dort in front 92-55. 3:15 and counting in the ball game. Kick out pass. That's Felker. And Van Holland clears it. Van Holland to Chmielewski. Chmielewski to Albrecht. Albrecht, Van Holland. And Van Holland loses it on the dribble. Tried to split the defense. Ball ends up out of bounds. Nielsen will check into the game. Chmielewski will check out. And the Flames will throw it in. This is Felker, 2:57 and counting. Pass out front, Felker. 3 on the way, long triple, no good. Rebound cleared by Van Holland. Van Holland with the basketball. She passes into the corner. Nielsen. Nielsen ball fake. Drives in and she draws the foul. Hits the floor hard and Macy Nielsen will come up off of the floor to shoot two free throws. Well, it's not a final, but Morningside's going to beat Doan. Northwestern will beat Mount Marty. And that's a 21-point game with 4 minutes remaining. First free throw by Nielsen is up and good. And Midland is up by 15 over Jamestown with 5 minutes remaining in that game. Second free throw by Nielsen is good, so she's got 4 points. Defenders lead 94 2:55. 94-55. 2:28 remaining. They pass to the free throw line. Rice shot hits the baseline, out of bounds. It's Dort basketball. So Rice unable to convert. Dort with the basketball, 2:15 and counting. Underneath it goes Albrecht. Albrecht tries to find Van Holland, and the ball ends up free. Here comes the Flames. And an offensive foul on the play called on Rice, an illegal screen. For the defenders, 94 points is a new high watermark, bettering the 90 points they scored against Mount Marty back on January the 9th. Just the second time, obviously, that they've broken 90 this year. Van Holland over the basketball. Van Holland, left corner. Klecker throws it back over to DeYoung. Michaela DeYoung, three, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the Flames. College of St. Mary coming back the other way, and a blocking foul called on the play against Macy Nielsen. Nielsen whistled for foul number two today. Free throws coming for the Flames. And Felker, who is 0-for-4 in the half from the free throw line, misses. And she actually got that shot to go, and so it was just one foul shot. Felker now with six. .124 and counting. Dort up 94-57. Klecker hard to the hoop, and she is fouled on the play. And McKenna Klecker will go to the free throw line for her first a chance at scoring her first points of the day. So two free throws for McKenna Klecker. Free throw by McKenna, up and through. 71% free throw shooter. 95-57. For the defenders, this is the most points they have scored since beating Waldorf 113-40 last year to start the year. Dort leading 96-57 after Klecker makes two free throws. 105 remaining. College of St. Mary over the basketball. Right side pass. Return pass comes over to Felker. Felker in the lane. Kicks it back out front to Hoyt. Hoyt guarded by Van Holland, and she throws it over her left shoulder with the right hand. And Hoyt with a two-point basket. She's got five. Dort leading 96-59. Pass into the lane. This is DeYoung. DeYoung, Michaela DeYoung, unable to convert. And we go the other way. Hoyt throws it right side. Thinking about three, deciding against it. Flames. Abby Wilson. And now the pass. Out of bounds. Out of the reach of the College of St. Mary Flames, Abby Brazda. And Dort will lock it up, and they won't need to shoot it. That'll likely do it. Bringing the basketball up is Nielsen, 15 seconds remaining. Nielsen backs it out, and that's going to be our final. Dort, 96. College of St. Mary, 59. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Stay tuned. Up next, the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort defenders victorious over the College of St. Mary Flames this afternoon. Final score 96-59. Dort with a pair of 31-point quarters in both the first and third. They led 51-26 at halftime, and were never challenged. Dort, 34 of 70 from the floor, 49%, 7 of 22 on threes, 32%, 21 of 24 on free throws, 88%. for the College of St. Mary Flames, 22 of 61 from the floor, 6 of 15 from the three-point line, 9 for 19 from the free throw line for 36, 40, and 47%. Dort out-rebounded the Flames, 52 to 30. Dort forced 20 turnovers and committed 17. The defenders were led in scoring tonight by Erica Feenstra with 31 points, 11 of 16 from the floor, 3 for 4 on three-point shots, 6 of 7 from the free throw line was Feenstra. 12 points for Carly Gustafson, 10 for Ashton Verbeek, 9 by Bailey Tetzloff, 7 for Riley Van Hulzen, 6 points for Maya Shemileski, 4 for Mari Smitsdorf, 4 for Macy Nielsen, 3 for Sienna Stamnes, 2 for McKenna Klecker, 4 for Hillary Albrecht, 2 for Faith Van Holland, and another 2 for Michaela DeYoung. Dort led in rebounding by Faith Van Holland with 7, and Ashton Verbeek had 6. Bailey Tetzloff and Erica Feenstra, Riley Van Hulzen all with 5 rebounds apiece. Top assists for the defenders, Ashton Verbeek with 4. She also had 3 blocked shots. Coach Bill Harmson has made his way out of the locker room. The defenders victorious today over the College of St. Mary Flames, 96-59. And Coach Harmson, you always breathe a sigh of relief. Games that you look at on the schedule that you think, okay, you should win, those come with their own unique pressures. And your team responded well, got out to a fast start, and really took the suspense out of this one fairly early. And as a coach, that's exactly what you want to see.
No question, Mike. Really pleased with our team's effort today. Really pleased with how they were bought in right from the opening tip. And it's always fun when you can have games like this, Mike, where, you know, we played our four seniors together a lot in this game, and that doesn't happen very often. And we were able to get we're just a few seconds short of everybody getting at least 10 minutes in this game. And so just a really good effort on the part of our team, and I'm really proud of them today.
Your team ends up shooting it well from the floor, and you didn't get into – there are sometimes you can get that substantial lead and people just start getting through the offense very quickly, first pass and a shot goes up. Team kept working and got some good shot attempts, and that results in 49% from the field, and that doesn't happen if you're taking quick shots.
No, and I think that's the high that we've shot this year from the field, and so I thought we were patient when we needed to be patient. I thought we moved the ball exceptionally well today against that zone. And again, I just thought it was just a very unselfish effort. I think at halftime we had 11 assists on our 13 field goals, and we finished with 18 assists. You know, that's really good in a game like this. So really proud of our team, really proud of the effort. It's just a great win for us today.
Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday, and they are a team that, we played them right after – or right before the new year, I guess, or right around the new year. And they are a different-looking team. They've been performing very well, and they will present some significant issues for your team down at the Corn Palace on Wednesday.
Yes, they will, and they're really utilizing their post player, that Campbell, the 6'4 post player, a lot better. And they got a couple freshman guards that are really starting to play well and shoot the ball well for them. So whenever you go to the Corn Palace, it's going to be it's a few extra points, a few extra possessions that you just know that you're going to give up. So I know our team's going to really be looking forward to that, Mike. You know, over the next 2 weeks, we have 2 games. So we're going to really buckle down here over this next Monday, Tuesday in practice, get ourselves ready, stay healthy as we approach our game against Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday. Should be a great game.
Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend, Coach. We'll see you next week and at the Corn Palace on Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Bill Harmson, and that's just about going to do it for our broadcast. The Flames were led today by Hannah Leo with 13 points, and Claire Lewandowski ends up with 12. Across the conference landscape, I think everything has gone final. Well, not quite. I'll give you the finals that we have, and then we'll see if we feel comfortable calling the final one. Briarcliff beat Hastings today 84-45. Morningside over Doan, 82-55. Northwestern over Mount Marty, 73-50. Midland leads Jamestown by 7 in Jamestown, 76-69. 87 seconds left in that contest. So we'll see if Midland is able to hang on and win. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Have a good Saturday afternoon.